Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Nedarim, Mishneh Yomi, we began chapter 7, continuing the theme of chapter 6, that we interpret Nedarim, vows, according to Lashon B'nei Adam, the way people normally speak, how they colloquially use the words. So Mishneh Bet in chapter 7, a neder min a dagon. Someone takes a neder against dagon. Now dagon typically means, you know, like grains or crops that are piled up after harvesting, akin to wheat and barley and the like. So Aser Bapula Mitzri Yavesh, he's also forbidden to have this Egyptian bean when it's dried. This too was piled up just like wheat was, Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chochamim Omrim, but the other sages disagree, and they say, Einu Aser, when he says Dagon, he's only forbidden, Eila, only Bechameshet Haminin, in the five species. Now, these are the same famous five species we learned in the first chapter of Challah, the things that we can that we have to take challah from, that we can make matzah of from. These are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. So dagon, the sages say, is only those five species. Rabbi Meir adds, hanoder min a tvua. Someone makes a neder against tvua. Now tvua is another word for grain, but it's a little more specific. It's like, you know, we'll see. Eino aser is only forbidden. Eila only mechamesh damidim. Those five famous species. So tvua is a little more limited than dagon. Aval anoder min a dagon, but if someone takes a neder from dagon, aser bekol. He's forbidden in any sort of crop that you would pile up in the field. Mutzer beperot elon, but he's allowed to have fruits that grow from a tree, uve yarek, and the vegetables that we defined yesterday. Great, it's going to Mishneh Gimel. Hanoder min a ksut. Someone makes a neder against clothing. Mutzer besak. He can wear the infamous sackcloth, which people used to wear while they were fasting and donning their sackcloth as a sign of repentance, like the people of Nineveh after Jonah spoke to them, as it says prophecy. So kesut is regular clothing. Sackcloth is not normal clothing. But yiria ubemechila. He's also motor yiria and mechila. The Barnura says these are very thick items, not normally worn. The Rambam explains hamila is like a tarp you would use to block rain. It's not normal clothing. Amar, the Mishnah goes on, he said, Konam, I'm banning, Tzemer ole alai, wool from going on me. So what does he mean? Clothing, what does he mean? Mutter lehit kasot begize tzemer. He's allowed to, you know, put on himself shearings of wool, unprocessed wool that's not made out of clothing. So when people say wool, they mean wool clothing. But the shearings of a sheep, yes, that's wool, but it has not been processed into fibers or threads or clothing. So that would still be mutter if he wants to warm himself up from the cold with, chunks of sheep shearings. Pishtan, ole alai, if he said flax from going on me, mutter lit kasot be'anitze pishtan. So if he said flax, we understand he's not allowed to have benefit from flax clothing, from materials made out of flax, but raw flax, the stalks itself of the flax, he would be mutter to use that as some sort of bedding or warming. Rabbi Huda Omer, kol lefi anoder. Rabbi Huda says, really, it goes after the man saying the neder. It goes after the situation. The interpretation of the nedarim is also situational. And he gives an example. Ton, he's loaded up with a big load of wool or flax or both that he's carrying to the market. Veizeya, and he's schwitzing, he's hot, he's uncomfortable from this stuff on his back. V'hayarechu kasha, and the smell of these materials on his back and the sweat, it's very unpleasant for him. Amar, so when he reaches his destination, he says, Konam, tzemer epishtim ole malai. He says, I'm making a neder against wool or flax going on me. So what does this mean? So Rabbi Yehuda explains, mutar hit kasot. He could certainly wear clothing made of flax or made of wool, the usur lahafshil ahra, but he can't carry them on his back because that was his whole complaint. He's making the nether in response to the painful situation he was in with the wool or the flax on his back causing problems. We're actually going to see this concept again in Nazir. The example they're going to give is if a Nazir is walking in front of somebody and the noder, the one making a vow, says, I'm going to be like that guy. Well, in that situation, it's an effective vow. Yashar kuchachem, be well.